Time for our weekly visit with the head coach of University of Maine Black Bear Hockey, Ben Barr. Ben, a good afternoon to you.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. You getting any gray hairs yet?
I started like 10 years ago, believe it or not.
Oh, I don't believe that.
It might get fast forwarded a little bit this year too with some of the ups and downs. I think that's just part of coaching.
Well, it's been an interesting ride here. Your team seemingly playing better, but just unable to get over the hump in some of these games. How are you keeping the team and yourself from getting frustrated with this?
You know, I've told the guys that since day one, and I've probably mentioned it to you, all I'm really worried about is their effort. And, you know, for the last couple of weeks, like, we've seen improvements from our team in that regard. And, it, you know, it hasn't, you know, he's losing overtime and we tie this week, you know, like, so it hasn't resulted in W's yet. But, you know, I think over time, if we keep trending that way and we keep playing that hard, usually those things take care of themselves. So, I slept better last weekend than I have at any point this year, just because I felt for the most part, all six periods, our guys played hard. And that's what we've been asking as a staff from day one. And we haven't been able to do that to a man for 60 minutes, really, in any game. And we're starting to find a way to do that, which, you know, shows we're making some progress.
Yeah, I thought you would be happier with this Friday, this past Friday, than some other Fridays. I mean, Vermont came out with a tenacious forecheck, and they really had some speed and some energy early. And you not only withstood it, but I thought the kids answered back that with that same kind of effort right away. 200-foot game and whatever the cliche would be. It was good to see them not be flat at the beginning of Friday night.
Yeah, it's, you know, we've tried to figure out what that is, and we've talked about it. It was better. It was, was it perfect? No, but it's, you know, they weren't out there playing to not lose. And I think there's a difference, you know, like, and again, that doesn't mean we're winning yet, but I'm sure if you watch the game, it's a different vibe to the game when you're actually playing the, try to win, trying to compete rather than playing to not lose, which is what we've done a lot of Friday nights this year. Almost every Friday night, we just go out there and we just kind of test the waters and hope we're not down 5-0 after the first period. And that's a mentality more than anything that we're trying to get out of our game. And that was a step in the right direction, I guess.
So I guess also it's got to be good news that you're not giving up a lot of goals. I mean, I know you'd like to score a lot more, but it seems like the defense has really tightened down in both the neutral zone and in front of our own net. Is that something you've been working on?
Yeah, we have. I mean, that's a big part of, you know, giving yourself a chance to win, and it starts on defense, and that's a, you know, cliche in every sport, I'm sure. But, you know, that's, you know, we're not a team that's going to score, you know, 5 goals a game. We've obviously proven that, and that hasn't been the MO for a while here. So, like, we have to, first and foremost, play solid D. We need solid goaltending, which we've gotten, even though we haven't gotten the wins. We tell our team we need to get to 3 goals to give ourselves a chance to win. And we ask our goalies to go 2 or less. And both of the guys did that this past weekend. And so we need to find a way to score more, no question. But, you know, we're playing more responsible. We're playing more detailed hockey defensively. To your point, in both the D zone and the neutral zone, and our guys are getting back up in the start of our forwards too. We're back checking harder than we were. I mean, that's a big problem. Like, you know, when you're giving up 3-on-2s and 4-on-2s and 3-on-1s and that kind of stuff, like, it's easy to blame the D and the goalies, but a lot of times the forwards coming back out of the offensive zone. And so that's been something we've had to harp on, and that's been getting better.
We're talking with Coach Ben Barr here on Downtown. Coaches can talk and set the tone, but in the heat of a game, too, you also need the guys on the ice to step up. Are you seeing leaders emerge from this group?
Yeah, I mean, Jack Quinlivan is our captain. He's, you know, he's just a great kid. He's been here, this is his fifth year. I don't think he would you know, tell you that he's the, you know, the most talented, handsy, skilled guy out there. But, you know, for us and where we're at right now, he's a huge part of our culture, this process of our culture, because he brings it every single night. He was out sick against BC. We really missed him. And it was, you know, you could feel that he wasn't out there, you know, on the bench and that kind of stuff. Like, you could feel like you were missing him, not only on the ice, but you know, with the things he does in the locker room and on the bench. So, you know, he's kind of our emotional leader. You know, Jacob Sirota has been a guy that he doesn't wear a letter right now, but he's a senior, and his play has been really consistent. He's getting better every day. You know, I would think, you know, he's one of our leaders. Adam Dawes' play was much better this past weekend. You know, his effort was there. I thought he was one of our better players on Saturday night. So it was nice to see him, because he's a guy that everyone respects. It was nice to see him, you know, bring that consistent effort this past weekend and take a big step there. You know, and Lyndon Breen and Donovan Hull have been two guys that are, you know, they're only sophomores, but they, you know, their play and their energy level, they're momentum guys for us, because they play so hard every night. So it's, you know, those guys maybe aren't, you know, just based on their age, they're not captains at this point, but their play has been really, really, they play well together. So they generate a lot of momentum and scoring chances for us.
They have both seemed to be much more confident offensive players this year than last year. Now, of course, last year I couldn't see them live. I had to watch on video or TV. But they seem to be willing to really take charge, both of them. And I know you had a player out and you had to mix that first line up. But that kind of confidence seems to me translates down. I see it in Sirota when I didn't see it so much last year. So is that the old leading by example starting to pay off for everybody?
I think so, yeah. I mean, a lot of the game is it's a physical game, as you know, but a lot of the game is mental. And, you know, those guys find a way to consistently be the same for the most part every night. And, you know, as a coach, you want consistency. That's what you're trying to see with your team. So, you know, you're putting guys here and there in different situations, and you want to know what you're going to get from those guys. And that's been a challenge for us. Like, we have no idea for the most part with a lot of our guys the first half of the season. Are they going to go out and work hard? Are they going to go out and execute? Or are they taking the night off? And, you know, and that's, there's a lot of factors. It's not always their fault. I mean, part of that's on me. And you know, we're putting a lot of new things in, so maybe there's too much thinking, too much coaching going on. There's a, you know, overcoaching is a thing sometimes, and maybe we're guilty of that. But those guys, Donovan and Lyndon, they want the puck on their stick. They're not afraid to have the puck on their stick, and they're going to do something productive with it usually, because their energy level and they're in good shape. You know, so they came in the season in great shape, which helps. So they're capable of playing a lot of minutes without their game declining over the course of the 60 minutes. I mean, those are all things we're working through with a lot of our guys, but those guys that put the work in over the summer, that, you know, have fun being out there, rink rats, those are the guys that are really thriving right now, because they're just out there having fun, working hard, enjoying that part. So,
well, we wish you good luck this weekend against Union. Ben, appreciate you making time, as always, and we'll visit with you again next Wednesday.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
That's Ben Barr, coach of Maine Black Bear Hockey, or Black Bear Reports, brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718, and by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor, and online at BennettAutoCenter.com.